Today we're looking at Luke chapter 13, and I'm going to read verses 15 and 16. The Bible says, "The Lord then answered him and said, 'Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?'" In today's passage, Jesus has just healed a crippled woman, and the ruler of the synagogue pitched a fit because it was done on the Sabbath day. Of course, as you dig into the real issues, you discover the ruler's indignation has nothing to do with the Sabbath, but more to do with the fact that he seems to be losing control over the people as the ministry of Jesus draws more and more people with each passing day. Now, I suppose we could spend some time on that issue alone, but what I really want you to notice is what happens when Jesus describes the suffering of this woman that was crippled for 18 years. First of all, Jesus mentions that she is a daughter of Abraham, which could be taken to mean that she is a literal physical descendant of Abraham. But knowing how Jesus thinks about membership in the family of God, I'm guessing he's also showing us something about the state of her heart. She belongs to God. And while a lot of people might be tempted to reject somebody with problems, the Son of God identifies her as a member of His family. So, of course, that also means that sickness or incapacity is not a reliable indication of whether or not God is on your side. When the going gets tough, it's always tempting to think that you've been abandoned by God or that you've done something to earn His displeasure. But in the case of this suffering woman, that's clearly not true. She might be suffering, but she's a daughter of Abraham. Furthermore, Jesus then identifies the real source of suffering, which every believer should etch into his or her memory forever. He says that Satan has bound this woman. It wasn't the finger of God that touched her back and crippled her up. It was the finger of a fallen angel. Now, of course, I realize that raises all sorts of issues about why God would allow something like that to happen. And we should probably crack open the book of Job and spend a few hours studying that subject. But in the time that we've got for today, I simply want to underline the fact that God isn't the one who brings suffering on the human race. You know, I understand perfectly how tempting it is for us to shake our fist at God when everything is going wrong. But today I've got a suggestion for you. Take a red pen and underline this story in your Bible, so on those moments, you've got something to cling to. Not only will it remind you to turn your wrath in the appropriate direction, it'll also remind you that you can make it 18 years, or however long you need to wait, because you know what Jesus is going to do for you. And of course, that kind of assurance is just a better way to live.